Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. A Mishawaka factory has been the target of complaints about odor in the past. Neighbors are now also aggravated about noise coming from the wellness pet food company. The smell continues to upset neighbors, but recent loud noises are also upsetting them. Some neighbors say the noise is so bad they can't open their windows. Wellness Pet Company has attempted to fix the odor issue by installing a $3.5 million odor abatement system last March. The solar eclipse came and went Monday, so what do you do with your old eclipse glasses? An area business is partnering with a global organization to collect and send them to communities in need. At Recycle Depot in Marshall County, there's a spot to drop off your eclipse glasses, new or used. From there, Astronomers Without Borders will get them to those in the path of a future solar eclipse in the U.S. and around the world. As gender pay gaps take center stage in today's world, a recent study revealing the top 10 states with the largest differences in wages shows Indiana with the 9th largest pay gap between males and females. A study by software company QRFY analyzed census data on the average annual full-time earnings of men and women in all states. In Indiana, there's a $13,000 a year gap between men and women. Mayor James Mueller shared the progress being made in South Bend in his annual State of the City address last night. Development was a big topic. He says the recently approved $334 million Madison Lifestyle District will transform the city. Meantime, in Mishawaka, Mayor Dave Wood spoke of public safety and the upcoming improvements in the city during his State of the City address. Those improvements included a new fire station, the renovation of city parks, and new housing. U.S. pharmacists said in a statement yesterday that there were 323 active medication shortages in the country, surpassing the previous high of 320 shortages in 2014. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists started tracking them in 2001. The trade group says that all drug classes are vulnerable, including chemo drugs, emergency medications, and generic sterile injectable medications. Indiana's FAFSA deadline is just a few days away, and financial aid officials are urging families and students to not wait until the last minute. The state deadline to fill out the college financial aid form is this Monday, which is also tax day. The U.S. Department of Education rolled out a new form this year that was supposed to make it faster and easier, but there's been a myriad of delays and snags. Marcus Burton captivated Notre Dame fans throughout an otherwise difficult 2023-24 season. Yesterday, the freshman guard announced his intention to enter the 2024 NBA draft in June. However, he left the door open to return to Notre Dame, which in all likelihood he will take. The Mishawaka native became an instant star in his first season with the Irish. He won ACC Rookie of the Year honors over Duke's Jared McCain and ranked second nationally among freshmen with 17.5 points per game. Last night's game between the South Bend Cubs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers was postponed due to the rain yesterday. The game will be made up as part of a 7-inning doubleheader tonight. Gates open at 5 o'clock. First pitch of Game 1 will be at 6:05. Tickets for Thursday's postponed game can be exchanged for any 2024 regular season game based on availability. Tickets for tonight's originally scheduled game are valid for both games of the doubleheader. Coverage starts at 5:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. DeMar DeRozan scored 39 points, and the Chicago Bulls sent the Detroit Pistons to their franchise-record 67th loss of the season with a 127-105 win last night. Chicago wrapped up home court advantage in the Eastern Conference play-in game against Atlanta. Erik Karlsson blasted a shot by Detroit's Alex Lyon a minute 40 into overtime to give the Pittsburgh Penguins a 6-5 win over the Red Wings. Pittsburgh leapfrogged over Washington into the Eastern Conference's second wildcard spot. Detroit's hopes of returning to the playoffs for the first time since 2016 took another hit with their third loss in four games.
Mostly cloudy skies with rain showers today, especially this morning, tapering off this afternoon. It will be windy and temperatures topping out at 52. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujo.